SocGen has raised its gold price target to $5,000 per ounce by the end of 2026, arguing that unprecedented ETF inflows and sustained central bank demand reflect a world gripped by uncertainty. The bank's model now projects a 14% gain over its prior forecast as investors seek refuge from political and policy volatility that shows no sign of easing.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning. I'm Vince Lancey, and this is the Gold Fix Market Rundown. It's 8:24. You can see on your screen the main stories. There are plenty of them. We're going to talk about the SocGen joins the team 5,000 plus club for gold. We're also going to talk about what's driving everything for the next 15 days. We're going to do a quick run through the markets. Bonds are slightly firmer, the dollar is slightly weaker. The S&P 500 is very strong, up 53, 54 handles. The VIX is down 1.5. Gold is up $39 at $41.82. Silver is $52.57, up $1.14, over 2%. For those of you watching, the spread is between spot and US is narrowing, a sign that metal is becoming available slowly to the London boys, but it's resolving at a higher price, not a lower price. So I think the US ETF and China ETF and Indian ETF demand are winning out on that. We'll see how that goes. Copper also up about 50 basis points. Okay, so where were we? The prices are going higher. There you go. All right, so let's move through this in quick succession. SocGen joins Team 5,000 Plus Club for gold. SocGen has raised its gold price target to $5,000 per ounce by the end of 2026, arguing that unprecedented ETF inflows and sustained central bank demand reflect a world gripped by uncertainty. The bank's model now projects a 14% gain over its prior forecast as investors seek refuge from political and policy volatility that shows no sign of easing. More importantly to our own analysis, they indirectly explain and corroborate why we feel gold and silver have chosen now to rally as they have. The answer is the Trump-Xi meeting ramp-up as measured by the SG Uncertainty Index on your screen there. That is why it is happening now. China and India, we feel, are flexing pre-summit. You can find the rest of that in SocGen joins the Team 5000 Club in gold. We're going to move right to that continuing story. We believe that resource negotiations are in disguise right now. So markets don't just trade prices, they trade power. And right now, China is flexing one of its most potent levers, its control over the raw materials that power electric motors, defense systems, and critical infrastructure. In early October, Beijing expanded its export controls, adding 5 new rare earth elements and tightened security over semiconductor, magnet, and technology inputs just ahead of the Trump-Xi summit. As expected, the United States retaliated. Trump imposed 100% tariffs on a broad swath of Chinese goods, citing Beijing's coercive trade moves. There's that. China struck back rhetorically, calling the U.S. response hypocritical and defending its export curbs as necessary for national security. That standoff rippled immediately through commodity markets. Gold shattered its previous limits, topping $4,200 per ounce for the first time ever, a jump driven by a blend of safe haven demand and expectations of rate cuts and ETF demand coming out of 3 countries. Silver also surged, revealing the fact that we think that someone in London has a problem, but that problem has been there, and China's just exposing the cracks in our foundation. Up 3% in a single session as a, quote, historic short squeeze placed out amid trade fears. At the same time, China's rare earth controls began inflicting real damage on global manufacturing. Europe's auto sector sounded alarms. The Italian parts lobby warned that depleted stockpiles could soon trigger widespread production and bottlenecks, as reported by Reuters. I will say that that's a bigger risk to us, too. We've got 6 months of rare earths because we need them for military production. Now, to bring up the chart that I discussed earlier, the one comparing U.S. Policy Uncertainty Index in black with global ETF flows in red. As the black line spikes, money floods into tangible assets. The pattern is unmistakable. After each tariff escalation or export control pause, both lines rise together. And even when the other line drops, the red line continues to drive. This is the key shift. Gold, silver, lithium, rare earths, they're no longer separate asset classes. They become co-moving signals of geopolitical stress. When uncertainty rises, markets bid both monetary and industrial hedges higher. As one strategist observed, we are witnessing resource power replace interest rate power as the world's main geopolitical weapon. That's a good phrase. So when we look at gold, silver, and critical mineral moves over the past 3 weeks, what we see isn't just inflation hedging or Fed speculation or all the bullshit they're going to tell you. What you're looking at is Beijing and Washington negotiating through molecules. China tightens supply, the U.S. answers with tariffs. Investors reprice scarcity itself. Macro discretionary investors who saw this coming. Each tick higher is a market vote and a resource negotiation in disguise, and the uncertainty index confirms our opinion. Now, consider this, China's evolving stance toward the United States in its rhetoric. There are subtle but increasingly forceful shifts in, I lost my place here, the posture coming out of the Ministry of Commerce, or MOFCOM, framing Beijing's posture as conciliatory first and assertive second in the past, but that phrasing is changing. So I'll give you an example. The phrasing has been familiar for years. If you want to talk, we will accommodate. If you want to fight, we will fight to the end. Since May 25, that order has inverted. In recent briefings, several of them, officials have said instead, if you want to fight, we will fight to the end. If you want to talk, we will accommodate you. That this rhetorical reversal has appeared at least four times, May 2nd, May 7th, and twice on May 14th, suggesting deliberation, not accident. It's a small linguistic change with big implications. By leading with fight, Beijing now projects deterrence before diplomacy, signaling firmness under pressure while maintaining the facade of dialogue. But the change is not limited to words. In October, China matched the tone with the action, as we described. October 10th, they announced retaliatory port fees as well. For U.S.-linked vessels docking in Chinese ports, American-owned, flagged, or built ships will be charged 400 yuan per net ton per voyage, capped at five voyages a year. They're exporting capital controls now, when you think about it, or quotas. An increase to one with scheduled increases to 1,120 yuan by 2028. China's Ministry of Transport described these explicitly as countermeasures against what it called discriminatory U.S. practices. Just one day earlier, MOFCOM, however you say their name, had unveiled sweeping export control measures on rare earths and associated technologies, as we already mentioned. Look, the new regime expands licensing to cover even foreign-made goods that use Chinese origin materials. It's a presumption of denial concept introduced for exports to military end users and brings semiconductors and AI-related applications under direct review. So if we were to buy a copper cathode and that copper comes from China, well, they might object to their trade partners selling that to us. Look, in 2018, when Trump initiated a trade war, China was flat-footed. They could not respond properly to his tactical approach. This time, they're ready for us. Anyway, we're at war. It's a mineral war, and China's flexing now.
Well, thanks for watching this morning's Markets and Metals with Vince Lancy. We sure appreciate you tuning in and starting your day with us here. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll see you again tomorrow. Please note that this video is not intended as legal licensed financial trading advice and is to be used for informational purposes only. Please contact your financial advisor before making any decisions, and thanks for watching.